If you're tired of waiting in line to the coffee shop for fancy coffee, then you need to check out Coffee Topper's Cold Foam, your shortcut to barista-quality beverages at home. No mess, no hassle. Just skip that line and flex your at-home barista skills. Whether you like a little foam or a lot, enhance your coffee or maybe it's tea or soda. So many drink options. They taste amazing with Coffee Topper's Cold Foam. Go to coffeetoppersfoam.com or find it at your closest retail location or have it delivered from Amazon straight to your house. That's Coffee Toppersfoam.com.
This summer, click into cordless power with Memorial Day savings at the Home Depot. Tackle more than half an acre of grass with the convenience and gas-like power of the Ryobi 40-volt battery-powered mower. And keep your flower beds looking fresh with the 40-volt cordless string trimmer. Then clear leaves and debris with the 40-volt leaf blower. No cords, no gas, no hassle. Click into Memorial Day savings happening now at the Home Depot and on HomeDepot.com. How doers get more done.
We love a little bit of drama around here. Secrets, affairs, backstabbing, betrayal. Prime Video has it all included, like the new history-bending love story, My Lady Jane, and the sexy romantic new movie, The Idea of You, starring Anne Hathaway. Or add on channels like Max for drama-filled favorites like HBO original, The White Lotus. Find your happy place. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just arrived collection of swim and other sun ready silhouettes. Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the made to be seen Very Sexy push up bra in on trend hues like green, citron, and black shine. Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
It's time to go around the room with Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
Let's go around the room. What's on the minds of everyone in the room? I'm going to start with Froggy. Froggy, what's on your mind today? What's going on in the head of yours?
So I need to ask you guys a question. I've got some, so my son, his 21st birthday is on Thursday. He's coming home from college with some of his buddies from college. There's a total of four of them. So I have a place for all four of them. I ordered some blow-up beds and everything else. I ordered blow-up beds and sheets. Now, am I supposed to, I will inflate the beds. I don't need to make the beds for these college boys, right?
No.
I just hand them sheets and they can deal with it.
I mean, they don't even inflate them, man. But if you want to be nice and be you know.
Okay, I've gotten three answers. Okay, so I have no help.
Yeah, I would make the bed.
So Daniel says be nice because she's a good mom and she would do it for her son's friends.
There's three options. Inflate the beds and make them. Inflate the beds and give them sheets, or just hand them the beds uninflated and give them sheets.
C. A. Option C.
Inflate and make, I say.
They're big boys.
That's so nice. Yeah, they're grown-ups, man. They're doing all kinds of... They can do that. You don't need to waste your energy.
They're coming to your house as a guest and, you know, you want to make it nice to them.
Here. Never mind. Just keep going. Never mind.
Okay. Wait, what answer do you want us to give you?
I wanted B. Inflate them and give them the sheets and they make it themselves.
Then do that. Yeah. Then do that.
I guarantee you Lisa is going to make the beds. She is not going to just inflate a mattress. That ain't happening.
I inflate, they make. That's always. That's how I think that's a good...
That's a good host right there. You inflate, you. They make. Hey, Gandhi, what's up with you today?
I am so mad that AI is now an option when it comes to social media posts, because the best part about social media posts was being able to tell if people had terrible grammar or not. And now everybody can come across as though they're intelligent, and it's stressing me out.
Yeah.
That used to be the best when someone would light you up and the grammar was all wrong, because then you could just pick on that. Nope. Now you can't do it because they have the chance to update with AI. Boo, I hate it.
AI sucks.
It's the worst.
AI is going to screw us all out of a gig eventually.
It is.
Anyway, well, okay, point taken. I get that, though. I miss the days when you could see the raw post with misspellings, everything.
I need that back.
AI is ruining for everyone. Hey, producer Sam, what's on your mind today?
I am aware that this sounds like such a little thing, but it is so nice to feel thought of on any scale, especially when your love language, which is one of mine, is acts of service. I told our friend who works in the building, Rupert, that I use different color post-it notes for different things, and I let him know a couple weeks ago. So if you come across post-its, whatever, just let me know. I came in today, and there's a stack of like six different color post-its.
Aww.
Waiting on my desk.
So nice.
Which just made made me so disproportionately happy. So do something small for someone, and thank you so much, Rupert. You got my morning off to a great start.
He's the
Rupert.
Sweetest.
By the way, who doesn't love Rupert?
Oh, he's awesome.
Yeah. And he's a really good artist, by the way.
Oh, is he?
Oh, yeah.
He is?
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah. Ask him to see some of his stuff. It's amazing.
Hey, Scary, what's up with you today?
Well, I gotta be honest, I'm very nervous because I'm going for a stress test today. And it's with Contrast, whatever that means. They got to put medication in me, and I got to sit there with an IV in me for an hour and a half, which I don't do well with those, and I don't know how it's going to go. And plus, shouldn't I have kind of did this on a Saturday when I'm nice and relaxed? Here I am coming from a four-hour show, and I'm all amped up and stuff, and I'm going...
Did you study for your stress test?
I'm freaking out. They say, oh, it's only about a three-hour appointment. I'm like, what?
You're stressing out over a stress test.
I'm very anxious. I'm super stressed about it. I'm not going to lie.
That's not going to change anything. You're going to be fine. It takes a long time for that stuff to get in your veins. It takes a long time for them to do the imaging. Just relax. Just cut off the world for 3 hours.
I don't even know what to expect.
Make sure you tell them you stress us out. See if that means anything.
Exactly.
I don't think it does.
You don't need to expect anything. They do everything. Yeah. It's out of your control. Okay. You just sit there and they do all the work, okay? You're going to be good.
All right.
You're going to be fine.
I don't do well with doctors.
Calm down.
You got this, Scary.
Okay.
Hello there, Straight Nate. What's on your mind
today? Yesterday was National Napping Day, and I participated hard.
Me too. Who else? Who else took a nap yesterday?
I did.
I'm going to take another one today.
I napped in the green room here, and it's got one of those couches with the hard arms, and I pinched a nerve in my neck, and I cannot look to my right now.
No.
So my question is, what do you do for that? Like, do you stretch? Because I literally can't. Look at this.
Like, I don't know.
I need to walk around in a swivel chair because there's no way I can turn to the right.
Heating pad, maybe, or something.
Heating pad?
I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe like ibuprofen.
Yeah.
All right. You are the oldest man in existence.
What's that? Hang on. Let me swivel over. Who's looking at? Okay, that's you.
Look at you. Finally, Danielle, what's on your mind today?
All right, so you know our friend Sharon Daster, who worked here at the iHeart for years. She has her own record label now. It's called Felicity Music. That's her middle name, so she calls it Felicity Music. She sent me a song the other day, and I was like, this is friggin' amazing.
Which song?
Okay, the girl's name is Hayes Warner, and she took No Doubts, Just a Girl, and kind of revamped it. It's so friggin' good. Listen to this.
I'm still tied up in all their little lies, so why would I change what's been written?
Sharon Daster has her own record label. How much do we love her?
We love her. And I think Hayes is actually coming up this morning to interview with Maxwell and Crystal, and I'm so excited because this song is so good. I think this girl's going to do amazing things. I'm so excited for Sharon and for her.
That is great. We love our Sharon.
Yeah.
She's got other artists, too.
She does. She's got lots of artists. It's awesome.
Absolutely. That was a great Around the Room. I have.